Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 1000 Indian Recipes by Neelam Batra is a large, reference-style cookbook designed to make the breadth of Indian home cooking achievable in a Western kitchen. Rather than focusing narrowly on restaurant-style curries, it surveys many kinds of dishes that shape everyday Indian meals, from snacks and condiments to lentils, vegetables, meats, rice dishes, sweets, and drinks. The book's purpose is both expansive and practical to provide a deep bench of recipes while also teaching readers how Indian flavors are built through spices, aromatics, and foundational preparations. Batra, an India-born cook and longtime teacher in the United States, emphasizes guidance that helps with real-world cooking, including ingredient substitutions, time and labor-saving methods, and menu suggestions. The result is a dense, technique-minded volume that functions like a kitchen companion for anyone who wants to cook Indian food frequently and with confidence, even without specialty equipment or constant access to every traditional ingredient. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a broad map of Indian cuisine beyond curries. One of the book's defining contributions is its commitment to range. It treats Indian cooking as a complete food culture rather than a single category of saucy main dishes. Readers encounter a wide spread of preparations, such as crispy fritters, chaat-style snacks and salads, tangy pickles, cooling yogurt raitas, and a variety of sweets and beverages alongside more familiar stews and braises. This breadth matters because Indian meals are typically built from contrasts hot and cool, crisp and creamy, rich and bright, and mild staples paired with intense condiments. By giving many options across categories, the book supports the way Indian food is actually eaten, with multiple complementary dishes on the table. It also helps a home cook avoid repetition. Instead of making the same curry template each week, you can rotate through legumes, vegetables, relishes, and quick snacks that use overlapping pantry items in different ways. For readers outside India, the wide scope also reduces the pressure to chase a single idealized dish, encouraging exploration across styles and everyday staples that can be cooked regularly. Secondly, foundational spice work and masala building. A central theme in the book is that Indian flavor depends on method as much as ingredients. The recipes repeatedly show how spices are layered, toasted, bloomed in fat, or combined into blends and pastes that create depth without relying on bottled curry powder. This approach helps readers understand why two dishes using similar spices can taste completely different depending on when and how the spices are added. The book also supports frequent Indian cooking by including many spice-blended masala-style preparations that can streamline weeknight meals once they are made. For a serious home cook, learning these foundations is the difference between reproducing a single recipe and gaining a flexible skill set. With practice, readers can adjust heat, aroma, and richness based on the dish, the season, or the diners, while still keeping the flavor profile recognizably Indian. The emphasis on core spice knowledge also makes the large recipe count more usable. Once you understand the logic of tempering, aromatics, and spice balancing, you can move through the book with more confidence and fewer surprises. Thirdly, practical adaptation for a Western pantry and schedule. Batra writes with the realities of cooking Indian food outside India in mind. The book offers ingredient substitutions and simplified options when traditional items are hard to find, and it highlights time and labor-saving methods that help busy cooks. This is not presented as a dilution of the cuisine, but as a way to keep Indian cooking alive in everyday circumstances. For example, the guidance around swapping ingredients or using more accessible wrappers and staples reflects a teaching mindset. The goal is to preserve the essential flavor and structure of a dish while removing barriers that keep people from trying it. The inclusion of both traditional and easier westernized approaches for some recipes gives readers choice. A cook can start with a streamlined method, then return later to make the more elaborate version when time and ingredients allow. This dual pathway is especially valuable in a large cookbook because it supports long-term learning. Instead of abandoning a recipe as too complex, readers can build skills gradually, using the book as both a practical manual and a progression of challenges. Fourthly, legumes, vegetables, and flexible vegetarian-leaning meals, the book gives substantial attention to legumes and vegetable dishes, including a variety of dal-style preparations that are central to Indian home cooking. These recipes demonstrate how affordable staples can become deeply satisfying meals through careful seasoning, aromatic bases, and finishing techniques such as tempering. While the collection includes meat dishes, it is widely noted as largely vegetarian-leaning, and it often accommodates different diets by offering alternatives. This flexibility fits the way many households cook, mixing vegetarian and non-vegetarian dishes depending on the day, region, or occasion. For readers seeking more plant-forward cooking, the book provides variety without forcing a single health or lifestyle framework. The practical benefit is a large repertoire of everyday dishes that can be paired with rice, breads, yogurt sides, and pickles to create complete meals. Because legumes and vegetables respond well to batch cooking, these sections also align with the book's efficiency goals. A pot of lentils can be cooked once and served in different ways across several meals, making Indian cooking feel less like a special project and more like a sustainable routine. Lastly, organization, glossary support, and menu planning help. With 1,000 recipes, usability depends on structure, and the book is designed as a working reference. Reviews frequently point to the strong ingredient guidance, including a substantial ingredient list and a glossary of Indian cooking terms that helps demystify unfamiliar words and pantry items. This kind of support is crucial for readers who did not grow up with Indian food vocabulary, because confusion about a single ingredient or technique can stop progress. The book is also valued for organization that helps readers locate recipes by type and main ingredient, making it easier to compare approaches and build a meal from what is already in the kitchen. In addition, menu suggestions encourage readers to think in terms of balanced combinations rather than isolated dishes. This is a practical form of culinary education. Instead of learning only how to cook, readers learn how to serve. The overall effect is that the cookbook can live on the counter as an everyday tool. Even without photographs, the navigation aids and teaching-oriented notes help readers move through a complex cuisine with fewer missteps and more consistent results. In conclusion, this cookbook best serves serious home cooks who want depth, range, and repeatable results rather than a quick introduction or a photo-driven browsing experience. If you enjoy learning systems, such as how spice tempering works, how masalas create structure, and how meals are balanced with condiments and cooling sides, the book offers long-term value. It is also well-suited to cooks in the United States or other places where some traditional ingredients are not always available. Because it emphasizes substitutions and practical adaptations while still aiming for authentic flavor, the main benefits are concrete and cumulative: a large set of reliable recipes, a clearer understanding of Indian ingredients and terminology, and a toolkit of time-saving methods that makes frequent Indian cooking realistic. Compared with many Indian cookbooks that focus on a narrower slice of the cuisine or cater to restaurant favorites, 1,000 Indian Recipes stands out for its encyclopedic scope and teaching orientation. It functions less like a curated collection and more like a comprehensive kitchen reference, giving readers enough variety to explore for years while building confidence dish by dish. If you would like to support Neelam Batra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.